堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one. She never wakes up before her alarm goes off. Question number two.
There's a tax on clothing in some states.
Question number three.
The training program was difficult, but she got a lot out of it.
Question number four. He should be here in no time at all. Question number five.
Only if she gets a scholarship can Karen afford to go to college.
Question number six.
Ronald has to renew his passport because it expired.
Question number seven. I thought I was late, but my watch was 10 minutes fast.
Question number eight.
Answers to the math test came easily to everyone except Jerry.
Question number nine.
I think you should avoid taking that course this term.
Question number 10.
I suspect that shopkeeper may be dishonest.
Question number 11.
There is a fine if the reserved library books are even 1 hour overdue.
Question number 12.
Leslie wants to graduate early, so this semester she's taking as many credits as her department will allow her to.
Question number 13.
How busy you've been the last few days.
Question number 14.
I wasn't given a copy of the catalog.
Question number 15.
Mike informed Susan about the school's no-smoking policy.
Question number 16.
The president's speech was thought-provoking, wasn't it?
Question number 17.
Before long, we'd all gotten to know one another.
Question number 18.
She didn't want to undo the work she'd started.
Question number 19.
The professor introduced himself to the new students.
Question number 20.
That's the last thing I needed.
This is the end of part A.Now, we will begin part B. Question number 21.
Someone just called asking for Margaret.
Who?
What does the woman want to know?
Question number
22. Mind if I borrow your economics notes for a while?
Not at all.
What does the man mean?Question number 23.
I just got my first job offer.
I did too.
What does the woman mean? Question number 24.
I honestly don't want to paint the room this weekend, Joe.
Neither do I, but I think we should get it over with.
What does Joe suggest?Question number 25.
Shall I lock the language lab now before I go home?
Don't bother. I'll check it myself later.
What will the woman probably do? Question number 26.
I have an appointment to see Dr. Graham for a physical examination.
Please have a seat. She's in surgery right now.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Question number 27. The Native American craft exhibit closed this afternoon.
Oh, no. I've wanted to see that for months.
What does the woman need? Question number 28.
I wonder who'd be willing to work on this committee.
Well, you know more about it than anyone. What does the man need? Question number 29. I have too many courses this semester. I'm going to have to drop one of them.
In order to do that, you'll have to go through the proper channels.
What advice does the woman give the man? Question number 30.
I don't imagine you have any interest in attending that lecture on sculpture.
I do, now that you remind me of it. What does the man mean? Question number 31. Boss, it's the first of the month already. I'd better pay my phone bill.
Shouldn't you pay the rent and the electricity bill, too?
What does the woman suggest that the man do? Question number 32.
Marty, are you doing anything special for your presentation in political science tomorrow?
Not really. Because the class so often turns into a discussion, I've decided to play it by ear. What does Marty plan to do? Question number 33.
There's a new chef at the restaurant in the shopping mall.
It remains to be seen whether the new one is any better than the old one. What does the man mean? Question number 34. Your friend Katie sure knows how to dance.
Doesn't she, though?
What does the woman mean? Question number 35.
During intermission, let's change our seat.
Hard to see from back here, isn't it? What does the man imply? This is the end of part B. Now we will begin part C. Questions 36 through 41. Listen to a talk.
Although I think the United States generally has an excellent system of transportation, I do not think it does a good job of transporting people between cities that are only a few hundred miles apart. A person commuting between Detroit and Chicago, or between San Francisco and Los Angeles, so-called strip cities, may spend only a relatively short time in the air while spending several hours getting to and from the airport. This situation makes flying almost as time-consuming as driving. Moreover, airplanes use a lot of their fuel just getting into the air. They simply are not fuel-efficient on short trips. High-speed trains may be an answer. One fairly new proposal for such a train is for something called a maglev, meaning a magnetically levitated train. Maglevs will not actually ride on the tracks, but will fly above tracks that are magnetically activated. This will save wear and tear on the tracks. These trains will be able to go faster than 150 miles per hour. At that speed, conventional trains have trouble staying on the tracks. As you can see, maglevs offer exciting possibilities for the future.
Question number 36. What is the main topic of the talk? Question number 37. What problem faces commuters who travel between strip cities? Question number 38. When are airplanes not fuel efficient? Question number 39. How does a maglev operate? Question number 40. According to the speaker, what is one advantage of the maglev? Question number 41. What happens to conventional trains at speeds above 150 miles per hour? Questions 42 through 45. Listen to a conversation about exercise.
Exercise. We hear so much about it these days, yet even experts can't agree on which exercises are best. Now, some doctors are strongly encouraging arm exercises.
Arm exercises? Is that because our arms are too fat or flabby?
Actually, that's not the main reason. They say that arm exercises are an ideal way to become physically fit.
But don't arm exercises raise your blood pressure?
That they do. But the article I read mentioned ways to compensate for that.
How?
By adding leg exercises, so the arms don't do all the work. Arm exercises aren't enough to increase metabolism before fatigue sets in. It's said that the more of the body that's involved in the exercise, the better.
And in turn, I'm sure there's a greater chance of losing weight.
Sounds right to me.
So what exercises do the experts recommend?
They mention quite a few, but some of the more popular ones are cycling with special bicycles that make you use both your arms and legs, and walking vigorously while you wear arm weights.
I must try that. I like to walk a lot.
Question number 42. According to the conversation, what is one problem with arm exercise? Question number 43. How did the woman obtain the information about arm exercises? Question number 44. According to the conversation, what are the experts now recommending? Question number 45. What form of exercise does the woman mention? Question 46 through 50. Listen to a talk.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Our bus is approaching Cambridge, Massachusetts, where we'll be stopping to eat. We'll have our lunch in the garden of a restaurant overlooking a small park that has a very interesting history. This park commemorates a tree, a very famous tree, because legend has it that General George Washington took command of the Continental Army in 1775 under its very breast. It was almost 100 years later, in 1864, that the city of Cambridge placed a plaque on the tree to celebrate the event that made it famous. And from that moment, the tree was called the Washington Elm. In due time, the tree gradually succumbed to the attacks of insects and lost much of its beauty. It was finally destroyed in a storm at the end of the century. But that's not the end of the story. The remains of the tree were cut down, and the concentric growth of the rings were counted to find out how old the tree was. Well, it seems that if Washington had accepted the command of his army beneath this tree, he must have done so on his knees. This particular elm couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old in 1775. It is a well-known fact that Washington took command in a ceremony under an elm tree, but unfortunately, it couldn't have been the famous Washington elm. Well, enjoy your lunch, folks. Watch your step as you leave the bus.
Question number 46. Who is the speaker? Question number 47. What is the main subject of the speaker's story? Question number 48. When the Washington Elm finally died, what was learned about its age? Question number 49. What can be inferred from the speaker's story? Question number 50. What are the speaker and his audience going to do next? This is the end of Practice Set C.
Now we will begin Part A with question number 1.
question number one. That's it for today. Question number two.
Robert stopping at the bank to cash a check.
Question number three.
She left to go shopping.
Question number four.
Your pen needs a refill, doesn't it?
Question number five. Everyone wants to take Professor Stanton's class. Question number six.
Why don't we get together for dinner sometime?
Question number seven. Gary went to the dentist about his broken tooth. Question number eight.
Have you ever seen so many people at one of these lectures before?
Question number nine. You've got to do what's best for you. Question number ten.
I just arrived, but my suitcases were put on a later plane.
Question number 11.
He said the dormitory wasn't full, and it wasn't.
Question number 12. Susan asked us to bring the slide projector. Question number 13.
He lacks discipline in his study session.
Question number 14.
The report is all ready to be typed.
Question number 15. We'll pick you up tomorrow at 8, come what may. Question number 16.
I wish the semester were over, but we've still got a month to go.
Question number 17.
You mean you paid only $10 for that huge stack of books?
Question number 18. That kind of problem isn't completely unknown. Question number 19.
Professor Keene made us rewrite our essays in class.
Question number 20.
I can't believe you're not a physics major.
This is the end of part A. Now we will begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21.
I don't like this book very much.
Neither do I.
What did the woman mean? Question number 22.
I'm going to the bank, then to the dentist, and after that, I have to prepare a presentation for my history seminar.
I'd say you have a pretty busy afternoon.
What did the man say about the woman?
Question number 23.
Would it be better to buy a monthly meal ticket or pay for each meal separately?
What difference does it make? The price for meal is the same either way.
What did the woman mean?
Question number 24. Where can I have copies made of my application?
Isn't there a photocopy machine in the bursar's office?
What did the man imply?
Question number 25.
Mitchell's the most talented actor on campus.
Isn't he, though?
What does the woman think about Mitchell?
Question number 26.
How's Anne's lab experiment coming along?
I'm not sure. Why don't we go have a look?
What did the man mean?
27.
Do you think Professor Smith will cancel class on account of the special conference?
Not likely. What did the woman know? Question number 28. So let's stop by the post office again, Fred, and see if there's any mail yet.
The post office again? It's only been an hour.
What did Fred know? Question number 29.
The math requirements for graduation are being changed.
Yes, and I'm afraid I may be short one course. Why is the woman concerned? Question number 30.
The doctor told you to quit drinking coffee.
Shouldn't you quit drinking tea, too? What did the woman suggest? Question number 31. Since when do you leave the Sunday Times?
Since I discovered his big help wanted session.
What can be assumed about the man? Question number 32.
Do you mind if I turn the television off?
I'm in the middle of watching a program. What did the woman imply? Question number 33.
Randy, how are you finding life on campus this year? Much the same as last.
What does Randy know? Question number 34.
It would be nice if these last few days of vacation were sunny and warm.
But that's not what they forecast, is it? What does the woman imply about the weather? Question number 35.
We got someone to take over Harry's job.
Oh, so it has been taken care of. What had the woman assumed? This is the end of part B. Now we will begin part C. Questions 36 through 41. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Janet. Where were you at lunchtime? I was saving a seat for you in the cafeteria.
Oh, sorry to miss you, but my thirst for knowledge was greater than my pangs of hunger.
I never had that problem. So where were you?
My political science class ran overtime.
That's been happening quite a bit lately, hasn't it?
I guess so. Actually, what happened is that a bunch of us hung around for a while after class to talk with our professor and ask him questions.
Who is this 20th century Socrates?
Professor Hall. Have you heard of him?
No. He does have a good reputation in the political sciences.
And a well-deserved one. The same students who fall asleep in discussion groups and seminars fight for front row seats in his lectures.
Oh, no. I hope this isn't catching.
Well, you can joke. But it's great to have a professor who's not only interesting, but prepared to give up time for students.
I know. They're a rare breed. Maybe I should sit in on this class. Do you think he'd care?
Not at all. Lots of students bring their friends, and he says he feels flattered.
Well, just to be safe, I think I'll bring my lunch along as well.
I'll make a good student of you yet. Question number 36. Where was the woman at lunchtime? Question number 37. What habit has the woman recently gotten into? Question number 38. How do the students demonstrate that they really enjoy Professor Hall's classes? Question number 39. How does Professor Hall feel about visitors at his lectures? Question number 40. At what time does Professor Hall's class probably meet? Question number 41. Which word best describes Professor Hall's relationship with his students? Questions 42 through 46. Listen to a talk. I'd like to mention an interesting television program that will be shown on October 10th. It's About the Grange. It's a new public television show produced in New York City. The program will investigate how the brain functions and malfunctions. Some interesting topics that will be discussed are dreaming, memory, and depression. These topics will be illustrated with computer animation to make explanations easy to follow. The show is not for children, but don't worry, it's not intended for scientists either. I think the program will be very helpful with the work we're doing in class on the brain. I hope you'll watch it. Remember, it's on October 10th. Question number 42. Who is the speaker? Question number 43. What will be broadcast on television on October 10th? Question number 44. What will be the main purpose of the show? Question number 45. Why does the woman recommend watching the program? Question number 46. Why should the program be easy to understand? Questions 47 through 60. Listen to a conversation between two friends. I just read a curious fact. Did you know that people who spend less than 10 minutes in the drugstore are 5 times more likely to make a purchase than those who spend half an hour there?
I saw that article too. If someone runs into a drugstore for 10 minutes, it's usually to make a specific purchase.
And someone who spends more time there may be just looking.
Exactly. Haven't you ever gone into a store thinking you'd buy something and then you talked yourself out of it?
Yes, I have. Especially when I thought I could get it direct elsewhere, or I really didn't need it after all.
Exactly. But if you run in to buy something specific and have very little time, pick it up, pay for it immediately, and then leave.
That's true. Maybe we should learn a lesson from that. Take your time, and you'll spend less money.
I doubt that that would be true in all stores. In a department store, for instance, you may see a sweater or something you never intended to buy, and buy it because you had time to look around.
Question number 47. What prompted the conversation? Question number 48. What is the main topic of the conversation? Question number 49. What facts have the